Hello, I'm Isabella Weiss. Happy to be with you on this Easter Monday edition of Up to Date. Sarah Cento's on vacation, so I'll be catching you up on the holiday weekend. And this weekend was historic. Pope Francis passed early this morning, and Saturday was the 250th anniversary of the shot heard round the world. But the last few days have seen great joy as well. We'll hear about a local Marine who found himself by giving back to others, and a story about local chicken farmers. It's April 21st, and it's finally starting to feel like spring. Let's get into it. Pope Francis died early this morning. He led the Roman Catholic Church for 12 years and was a man of many firsts. He was the church's first non-European head in more than a millennium, the first Jesuit pope, the first to take the name St. Francis of Assisi, and the first from Latin America. He died at age 88. And Saturday was the 250th anniversary of the shot heard round the world when battles of Lexington and Concord in Massachusetts started the Revolutionary War. For WVIA, Peter Crimmins reports the Museum of the American Revolution has the flags used by American colonial militias.
The phrase, the shot heard round the world, was coined in 1837 by Ralph Waldo Emerson 50 years after the battles of Lexington and Concord. It was a poem to memorialize those embattled farmers of Massachusetts as, quote, their flag to April's breeze unfurled.
Flags in the late 18th century for military usage are tools as much as they are motivation. You know, marking where you are on the battlefield is a key part of fighting a battle.
That is James Tobe of the Museum of the American Revolution. He pulled together 17 militia flags used in combat 250 years ago. The earliest featured British symbols, because at that time, independence was not yet on the mind of the colonial militias.
They're being raised to fight for their rights as British subjects. And once early July 1776 hit, now they're fighting for their rights to be independent. So you see that change in many of these symbols.
Banners of Liberty will be on view until August.
And besides remembering soldiers for their sacrifices, it's important to support living veterans through trauma they may have endured while in the military. The Boots to Health Foundation helps veterans heal and build community. WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella has a story in her most recent episode of Community Connection.
Our Community Connection takes us to Mechanicsburg in Cumberland County, where Logan Spiewak, after a tour of duty with the Marines, needed some direction after he came home. It all started with many trips to the gym and meeting an old man with old shoes who showed him the way. Logan Spiewak of the Boots to Health Foundation takes the story from here.
The inception of the organization came about with my own personal struggle after my transition after the military. I was an infantry Marine, so obviously, you know, used to that structure and discipline on a day-to-day basis. After I got out of the military, I started to make really poor personal decisions and got myself into a lot of unnecessary trouble, unfortunately. So I kind of would go to the gym to escape reality. One day, I met a gentleman there. I had these shoes on. Older gentleman. I thought he was a poor old man. I bought him these shoes because I thought he was a poor old guy. And then after that, he took me under his wing, kind of led me to Christ, and started this organization with me. That's kind of how it all started, at the gym, through buying an older man a pair of shoes.
You were at the right place at the right time.
Yes, essentially.
What did you do to get prepared to start putting the foundation together?
I'm actually really happy you asked that because people don't really ask me that. So obviously self-reflection on my end and some therapy. The gentleman's name is Don. Don mentored me through a holistic approach to make sure that I am healed from all the past traumas that I've gone through. And how can we start this organization? Because I'm 22 years old, at least at the time. So banks aren't going to give a 22-year-old kid any money, first of all, for financing, because you're 22, you don't have any experience, and I have no business acumen. I don't know how to start up a nonprofit. I don't know how to do anything. Fortunately enough for me, this gentleman, Don, was a seasoned Christian entrepreneur. So I was very fortunate to have that kind of mentorship from somebody who has raised millions of dollars and has kind of ran a nonprofit before.
So how long has the Boots to Health Foundation been in existence?
So we're going on year three. We've made good strides as a newer entity, and it's really awesome because I've been able to make a lot of connections with people and just understand other people and what their struggles are.
Your program is a holistic approach dealing with mind, body, and spirit. Those pieces are so beautifully put together.
We know the studies behind it, taking care of your physical health and what that does for the mind. And again, with that component of the nutritional piece, you know, if you're going to do one of them, you kind of have to do them all to honestly get the most out of it. We've just seen what it does for individuals and how happy and healthy they feel coming in and out of the program.
Do you feel that that kind of combination of mind, body, spirit could be utilized in other parts of our listening area? Do you have any plans to move forward with that?
Yes, honestly, Lisa, I'm glad you asked, because if there's a need in this specific area, there's a need elsewhere. And essentially what I would love to do is open up auxiliary units of the program of Boots to Health and essentially provide these services at other locations to other veterans that could benefit from this.
What do you believe are some of the success stories that you can share with me about Boots to Health?
Veterans that have gone through the program and have referred other veterans to the program is a good sign, because that means they liked what we do and that means they want other people to get interested in the program. And then obviously we are really proud and happy that we are offering veterans the opportunity to become personal trainers and get their personal training certificates after they complete the program, to give back to veterans that way. And I'm very thankful for that. We try to keep it a good, upbeat, positive environment, because having that opportunity to see them come through the program and then be successful and get to say, look, we had a part in that. I mean, what else do you really want?
Special thanks to Logan Spiewak, president of the Boots to Health Foundation in Cumberland County. There's more to the story at wvia.org/communityconnection. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
You're listening to Up to Date. We'll hear from some local farmers and their chicken friends after the break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism here at WVIA. Along with our local news, WVIA is your source for national and world news. It's your place to gather objective information from the voices you trust. As your local public media station, we continue our mission to educate and nurture diverse views. Weekdays beginning at 5, tune into BBC News, The Context, followed by DW, The Day at 5:30, and then watch PBS NewsHour at 6. For more information, visit WVIA.org.
Hi, we're back with Up to Date, and I'm your host today, Isabella Weiss. As egg prices rise amid increasing bird flu cases, raising chickens has become a new hobby for many. Yet the rising costs have impacted longtime chicken raisers and chicken sellers a bit differently. WVIA's Eric Walsh has more.
Chickens cluck and huddle together in David and Lori Teeter's backyard as they throw feed into their coop. The couple has raised chickens for 10 years.
This is probably our third or fourth batch. Started as just something to do while we had the area in the backyard. Thought it would be neat to raise chickens.
The price of eggs has consistently risen across the country as the number of bird flu cases climbs. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the nationwide average for a dozen eggs in March was $6.22. While Teeter has had to deal with chickens attacking each other and predators getting into his coop, he hasn't had to worry as much about the rising costs.
We got this batch pretty young. Out of those, we get probably three eggs a day. But like when we had the 20, we were getting 15 eggs a day.
The Teeters try to give their extra eggs to family and friends. Stores that sell chicks have seen an increase in demand as people start raising the birds to get ahead of rising egg prices. Tim Lehman, the owner of the Nescopec Agway, has seen this firsthand.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a higher demand this year, and this year has been extremely busy for us as well, mostly just due to egg prices being elevated.
The higher demand puts stress on the hatcheries that many stores order from, leading to many stores not being able to order more chicks. Lehman described the current chick season as frustrating. With the increased number of people raising chickens to beat the cost of eggs, Teeter says to think twice for those only in it for the money.
If you're going to do it just for purely to raise eggs and try and get ahead, I don't think it's worth it, unless you're eating huge amounts of eggs.
Reporting from Nescopec in New Ringgold, I'm Eric Walsh, WVIA News.
Thanks for having me on this episode of Up to Date for your catch-up on all things news. Be well and enjoy the last bits of the holiday weekend.